Network. Zane Runyon, cowboy. Are you from Rosebud Lot? Is that where you're from? Did you come from there?
I came from there lately. I'm originally from New Mexico. But
okay.
Yeah, I just moved to Waco from there about a year ago.
Because that's a speed trap, isn't it?
That's
speed. It's the only thing I know about it. They've had some good football teams as well over the years, but not as much of late.
If you ask anybody in Texas, that's what they'll say about that town.
Yeah, there's speed trap, no question about it. So what is the competition, the ultimate cowboy? What goes into that?
Well, they gathered up 12 cowboys and cowgirls from all over the U.S., all the way from D.C. to Southern California and North Dakota to Southern Texas, and threw us all in a bunch of different competitions to see, you know, who's got the skills to come out as what Trace Adkins considers the top cowboy in the United States.
What are those competitions? So, you did something with pistols one time. Didn't you win like a world championship or something?
Yeah, I have with pistols. They didn't have any of that on this competition. It was all kind of animal related stuff. So, you know, we had kind of like a bullfighting deal, roping, sorting cattle, working cattle, branding cattle. You know, then they threw in just some wild card stuff to kind of trip us up.
So what are you the best at?
Probably the shooting stuff.
Okay.
So I didn't get to show that off on the show, though. So, yeah.
So these reality shows are competitions, and I'm not saying it is reality because it's real, but these are all taped. These have been done, right? And so now they'll just unveil it on October 14th?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. So it's going to be a surprise to me,
so
too.
So you can't tell me anything.
Yeah.
You have to kill me with this pistol.
There you go. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't really know how it's going to be portrayed. I know kind of how it came out in the end, but I think they'll do a good job with it. It's a good network, so I think it'll be a good watch.
You mentioned bullfighting.
Yeah, they had one competition where they tied an ear tag to a fighting bull's horns, and everybody got in the arena and they said whoever can get this ear tag off, they can't be kicked off on the next elimination. And you got a bunch of people in there going for $50,000. They weren't running out of the arena.
No.
So, but I mean, you're not like classically matador bullfighting, or is it more of what you would do in a similar situation with an angry bull?
It's I would say that's accurate. You know, like me, I just tried to run away and keep him from hitting me, and I didn't do a real good job.
on the branding, I think the competition should be if you don't brand the calf, then something gets to brand you.
I think that'd be.
I mean, wouldn't that like put it up a little notch on how important that would be?
Yeah, I think they need to get you to consult on the next competition.
I think that would add a little drama to it. So, are you still involved in rodeos and riding cowboys and anything like that right now?
I still do some of the shooting every now and then, not that often. So not really. This was kind of at the end of my career, which kind of worked out good.
How did they find? I mean, they obviously knew about you, but so what was that like? How did you qualify to be a part of this?
Well, the people from the shooting competitions that I go to, they sent me a deal over Facebook, and they were like, "Hey, we saw this and thought you'd be good at it." So they had me fill out an application, filled it out. They told me to send in a video, sent it in. They told me to show up in Alabama and be on the show.
So what drew you to the cowboy life? Did you grow up in this? Or
yeah.
Did...
So I was raised in the middle of nowhere, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like a choice. Mm-hmm. I didn't pick that as a career or anything else. It's just what I had to do. And not sure that's what I would have picked, but the choice wasn't there. So that's what I wound up with.
You got to be halfway nuts, though, don't you? Like you got a part. There's a couple of screws loose up in there, right?
Yeah. You know, I think everybody who stays in it has a few loose.
It may be because they were knocked loose. They were fine until you got into what you do, right?
Yeah, and, you know, that probably happens at a young age because they throw you in it right away.
Did you have to overcome any fear, or is that something just since you grew up in it, you were used to doing what you do?
Yeah, I think you're kind of numb to some of that stuff, you know, that you just get used to knowing that that's part of it. You know, you kind of got to face your fears and go past them.
Okay.
So I'm guessing, since you're a pistolier, that you're a fan of Western movies.
I am.
I'm gonna give Smokey, like Smokey, one of Smokey's favorite, were our favorite movies, but I'm curious as to what your favorite Westerns are.
Well, I mean, Tombstone's got to be there at the top. I mean, something's wrong with you. It's not.
It should have won Val Kilmer should have won an Oscar for
yes,
that.
Yes, he should have.
Yeah, absolutely.
He absolutely should have. That's a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can pick that up. That and Saving Private Ryan, a completely different type of, but those two movies I can pick up at any time during the movie and just stop and watch the rest of it.
I hear you.
50,
I'm with you.
60 times. Right. It's just, I love them.
So where are you on Lonesome Dove?
Well, I like all three of the Lonesome Doves.
Yeah. I mean, it was my father's favorite movie. I've seen it a million times. Yeah. My dog is named Woodrow. So,
okay. Yeah. You know, like first time I found out about Comanche Moon, I was like, oh, there's a prequel to Lonesome Dove. Yeah. I'm like, oh man, there's no way he can fill those shoes. And by the end of the movie, I was like, damn, he did a really good job.
Yeah, exactly.
Being a cowboy and being raised, and you grew up in that, and sometimes traditions or occupations, whatever you want to call it, change along the way with who we are now as a society and whatever else. Is there anything that's missing now with the current cowboys that maybe is getting lost as we move into a different age?
Well, I think what's getting lost is how many there are. You know, the industry is becoming smaller and smaller every year. And, you know, the people that are able to stay in it are, you know, bigger and bigger. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, it's just coming together. It's like, you know, any other mature industry. It's going to come down to where there's only a few players in the game. And it's sad because, you know, cowboys represent kind of what America's about. You know, it's the ethics and the code and the work ethic and, you know, all of that is, you know, all about America. And it's kind of everybody's moving to town and you're losing the country and the I don't know what you want to call it, but the meat of who we are as Americans.
The fundamentals of who we are.
There
what,
you go.
What is the code?
Oh, you know, it's you know, put God, family, and you know, put God and family first and, you know, do the right thing and take care of yourself and, you know, don't be looking for a handout. Go and make it yourself.
Good Morning America. You have an appearance coming up
I do. Yeah, they're gonna let me on there on the 9th.
October 9th.
Yep.
This begins all – the series starts to run on October 14th, right?
Yeah, October 14th through the 18th, and then the finale is the 20th.
Did you have a chance – give me an idea. You ever met Trace Adkins – before this?
Oh, no. I've never.
What kind of guy is he?
Man, he seems good. You know, they kept us pretty separated from him. He was kind of like Trump on The Apprentice.
Yeah,
he only showed up
but don't
to,
touch. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of give us a hard time when he showed up. But no, you know, he's a big personality, a big guy. So, he was good. He was cool to be around.
Old friends with Coach Mulkey.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Huge friends. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I took him a national shirt when I went there.
Did you really?
Yeah.
National championship shirt?
Yeah.
So have you watched a lot of the Lady Bears basketball
games? I do. My daughters both played basketball, and so, you know, we love the Bears, you know.
Good Morning America. So, man, they're going to give you the red carpet. You get flown there, and I'm sure a nice hotel and all that. And a little nervous about it. You're obviously – you're not shy in any way.
Well, you know, I don't know. It'll just – not really anything to get nervous about. I don't know what they're going to do to me when I get there.
Well, I think that's the plot of another movie. That's The Cowboy Way with Woody Harrelson, where they went to and Kiefer Sutherland.
You can't tell us what happened.
Well, I can't tell you how it turned out.
You can't?
No.
Okay, but if they're having you on Good Morning America, does that mean anything?
No, because there's three of us on
there. I'm going to grill you here. I am absolutely.
Yeah.
Everyone's in a panic here in this. Those who are here, they're all in a panic. Hey, we don't throw softballs on this show.
Right.
Hard, high heat, right?
Yeah. No, he's going to wish he's back in that with that bowl.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a question. Yeah. I mean, I got to say. Yeah. I mean, okay, that's good. That's good.
Well, I hope I didn't embarrass anybody in my hometown.
Are you kidding? No, you didn't. Yeah. Yeah, just go fix that speed trap and I'll be fine.
All right.
See, he rides through on a horse, so he's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Which is the is it between the two, right?
It's right there.
Like Itasca.
Once you
is
pass
also
that old chicken, the thing, the chicken sign that's not there anymore. Is it there? The old
I don't
chicken
think
sign?
It's there.
I took it down. Yeah, that's
because you're going too fast to see it. You're speeding.
Where did you get pulled over in Rosebud Lot?
I don't know. I've been fortunate. Let's put it that way. It's like Itasca. It's not a matter of who, it's how many. It's not when, it's going to happen. There's somebody there, and they just so sneaky. Hey, man, congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Zane Runyon, again, it's let me get all the details here. All right, you're going to be on Good Morning America October 9th.
Yes, sir.
All right. The now, I don't know. Is it INSP? Is that in? Is that the Inspiration Network? What's that? Is that what it's called? Okay, all right. And it's October 14th. Starts 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern. A 6-night event, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, and a connection here to Central Texas. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you all.
Runyon.